And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and coming up here on the first segment of the show, we're going to talk a little holiday spirit. We've got an event coming up here at Kansas State University, and joining me in studio is Jordan Coker. She's the Director of Fraternity and Sorority Life at K-State. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is going to be a great event here. It's going to really highlight some of the things that the students are doing at the university. As I understand, a new event here. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Sure. So my students, we have two governing boards that govern our fraternity and sorority community, and they came together this fall and said, we would like to make an attempt to raise money overall as a community. Each of our individual chapters raises money for a philanthropic cause, but they wanted to do something together. All chapters, all 3,700 students, and so they designed this event that would allow people a chance to view facilities, to hear about the philanthropic causes that they support, and also have a little holiday fun. There will be games, some food, etc.
All right. It's called the FSL Holiday House Tours, benefiting K-State Proud, and it's happening this Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. How do people get tickets for this?
Absolutely. So on our website, which is fsl@kstate.com, there is a link to our map. And essentially, all you have to do is show up to the facility, the first one you'll be touring, and have $5 cash. Children 12 and under are free, and adults 65 and older are free as well. And so all of that money will go towards K-State Proud. People are welcome to donate more, but it's $5 basic admission, and that gets you a wristband tour any of the facilities.
And they're going to be decorated for the holidays. Have they gone all out for this?
I've heard of room decoration contests. I've had people stringing lights, all sorts of things. People are really excited about the opportunity.
Well, what a wonderful opportunity. As mentioned, it is a fundraiser for K-State Proud, which I don't know much about. Tell me a little bit about K-State Proud.
Yeah, so K-State Proud is a student-led initiative under Student Foundation, under the K-State Foundation, and it creates student opportunity awards, essentially for students who are unable to continue taking classes for different circumstances, and it gives them just that the help they need to continue being a student at K-State. So K-State Proud, you might see the T-shirts around town or different events that they do, but they've raised more than $1.3 million in the 13 years that they've been doing this. So our students are very excited to be supporting other students, students helping students.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's a great deal. There's a lot of different chapters that are going to be participating in this. And you mentioned each of them will have their own philanthropic effort. You can highlight a couple of them if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So each one of them may have a display or a short presentation if people want to hear about it. So that ranges everything from Autism Speaks to the Humane Society to Domestic Violence Awareness to the Riley County Humane Society. So each one of these organizations supports at least one organization that can be local, that can be something across the country. And they also do different projects for them throughout the year. You may have heard of different 5Ks or food events. People love food. Who doesn't? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them will do food fundraisers throughout the semesters. But this is the chance for them to do it all together. Across the different chapters, last year they raised more than $300,000 for their individual philanthropies. So we're excited to see how much money could be raised for K-State Proud together.
Okay, well, that's great. And so how the tour will work, would you just it'll be a walking tour here? How's that work?
Yeah, so our facilities have cleared out parking lots, and so people have the ability. I know parking can be tight in some of those neighborhoods surrounding campus, so they'll actually have the opportunity to park in lots at the facilities, and then they can see as many as they'd like. Hypothetically, you could go tour all of them. I think that'd make for a pretty crazy 3 hours. No, you would just park and tour one and then go to whichever ones you'd like to see additionally. All the facilities that are participating are on our website along with a printable community map. And all of them will actually have yard signs in their yards starting this morning. So as you're driving around town or surrounding campus, you'll see a sign that says this chapter is participating in holiday home tours. And almost every single one of them are.
Right. And this is very similar to what McCain does, correct?
Yeah, it is. So our students had originally thought about this for the spring, but holiday home tours is just such a great time of year for it. And it's a great way to get out of the cold and celebrate the season. And so they bumped it to after the McCain holiday home tours and had a conversation with their team to make sure that we were all good and just got to celebrate just the different homes around Manhattan.
Great. Is there any particular buildings maybe that people don't get a chance to see that you're excited to see this decorated up?
Sure. So I think there's a few new facilities that people might be interested in. Alpha Gamma Delta recently renovated 1517 North Manhattan. That'll be a wonderful facility there. A sorority that came to our campus a few years ago. And so I think people would love to see that new facility. I think there are some traditional facilities. Pi Kappa Phi recently purchased the home on Sunset, which is on the hill with the columns. You all have probably driven by that a number of times. And they're one of the chapters that'll be doing a room decoration contest. So plenty of holiday spirit there that people could check out. But honestly, a lot of these facilities have had major renovations or updates in the past few years, or some have been built recently. And so it's just a fun chance to see where different students live and create brotherhood and sisterhood and a sense of belonging away from actual home.
Yeah. Well, this is such a fun opportunity here. And you mentioned the philanthropic efforts. Will there be opportunities maybe for, you mentioned to learn about, but can you donate, will they have like donation boxes, anything like that?
Yeah. So any money donated through this event will go to K-State Proud. So while we will be showcasing the different chapters, philanthropic efforts, all the money through this event will go to Student Opportunity Awards to keep K-State students at K-State no matter their circumstances.
Very good. Well, it's such a neat event here, and it's pretty cheap. $5, and you can tour as many of the fraternities and sororities as you'd like. And bring the whole family, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is something, I've got two little boys, and I'm sure that they'd love to see something that just is so different and new to them. And it's also a wonderful chance for maybe juniors and high school students around the community to take a look at these possible living options for them when they're at K-State.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember very well going on college tours. This is kind of maybe a sneak peek for some of those students.
Oh, absolutely. And it's kind of an all-access view to see different study rooms, living arrangements, dining room. Where do you hang out? Where do you how do you make yourself at home?
Great. Will any of the students there, will they be dressed festively as well, do you think?
I am sure we will see plenty of tacky Christmas sweaters. I imagine we'll see maybe a few Santa suits. It wouldn't surprise me. Our students love dressing up, we see the homecoming 5K and the ridiculous outfits they bring out for that. So I would not be surprised if they got into the holiday spirit and were festive as well.
Absolutely. Well, and what, we have 3 weeks of school left before the end of the semester?
Yep, 3 weeks. We can do it. I know that's something we're talking to our students daily about. We've got 2 weeks of classes, finals week. It's just a matter of pushing through now after Thanksgiving break and finishing the semester strong, which can be hard to do sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I know all about that. Well, and again, it's called the FSL Holiday House Tours, benefiting K-State Proud, 5 to 8 p.m. on December 8th. That's this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we should know about this?
No, our fraternity and sorority students would just love a good chance to connect with community members. Our facilities make up the community around K-State, and sometimes they don't get the chances to interact with their neighbors and different community members. So I think they're excited to welcome Manhattan into their home.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of our community here. Go support them and show them how much we care about all they do here for our community. Jordan Coker, again, Director of Fraternity and Sorority Life here at K-State, has been our guest. Thank you so much. This sounds like a great event.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, that'll do it here for this segment. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.